Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We're joined by Ted of West Park. Hey, Ted, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
How good. We're doing great. We're glad you're joining the show. We appreciate that. You will be this hour's contestant for a round of Trump 2. So just ask Jen to leave the room.
Jennifer, could you please leave the room?
Oh, it's a Jennifer.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck. Theodore?
Good luck to you too, honey.
Theodore.
Is that Theodore?
Let's call him Ted. Maybe he doesn't like... Oh, he's mad.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ted.
I'm kidding. She doesn't have her headphones on, so she can't hear. Right. She's walking out of the room. It is a much longer walk, to your point.
Very
I never really
lengthy.
Thought that was the case, but it does take a minute to get
right
to the door
now. Right behind the door before.
All right, Ted, I'm going to ask you 5 questions, buddy. Obviously, you answer these to the best of your ability. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. She keeps track of the score. That's how the game works. We'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from down the hallway, bring her back in, and ask her the same 5 questions. We'll see if you can win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. It's really nice. Question number 1. Now that the Guardians have beat Detroit and won the American League Division Series, it's on to take on the New York Yankees. Game 1 later on tonight in New York at 7:38. Which team will you be rooting for? And here's a hint, Ted. There is only one correct answer to this question.
Oh, wait. I think it's the ex-Indians.
There you go. Either way, that is fine. So there you go. Very good. Question number 2. It's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony week here in Cleveland. It's a big week in general here in Cleveland. So here is your Rock Hall question. We'll be doing this all week long during rounds of Trump 2. Now, an artist so iconic, she only needs one name. She also won an Academy Award for Best Actress for Moonstruck in 1987 and is an inductee this year. Who am I talking about?
I'm going to have to go with Cher.
All right. Let's go with question number 3. 3 labor and delivery nurses from Texas found a life-saving use for Sabrina Carpenter's song Please, Please, Please by demonstrating its perfect rhythm for performing CPR. Now, the R in CPR stands for what?
Resuscitation.
Question number 4. Taylor Swift took out her boyfriend.
I knew you were going to get me on this.
Well, you never know. This is a multiple choice. This is a multiple choice one. I mean, it's usually big news on a Monday. She took out her boyfriend, which we all know, out for his 35th birthday to a very fancy place in Kansas City to celebrate the big day. This happened on Friday. By the way, Taylor Swift will also turn 35 by the end of the year. In which month? Her birthday is either in November or in December.
Well, I don't think she's cool enough to be a Sagittarius, so I'm going to say early November.
All right. So you have a 50-50 chance there. It wasn't that bad. Question number 5. The Wild Robot crossed $100 million globally, and on Saturday, filmmaker Chris Sanders confirmed that a sequel is in development at DreamWorks Animation. Now, DreamWorks Animation has released 2 other feature films to theaters this year in the year of 2024. Name one of those 2 films.
Cartoons are us. Frozen 2.
Frozen 2. Cartoons are. We'll go Frozen 2. All right. We'll see if you hit on that one. How many of the five you answered correctly? We'll grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her those same five questions in 4 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Jen and Tim Show.
We have to say good morning to our friends working at the Rocky River Village this morning. Donna is there and the whole crew. So thank you for listening to the Jen and Tim Show.
Ted in West Park answered five questions a minute ago. How did he do?
Ted got three.
Yes.
Good job, Ted.
He did. Very good job, Ted. All right, let's ask Jen the same five questions. And we begin with question number one. Now that the Guardians have beaten Detroit and won the American League Division Series, it's on to the New York Yankees. Game one of the best of seven series in New York later on tonight, 7:38 p.m. Which team will you be rooting for? Here's a hint. There's only one correct answer to this question.
The Guardians!
There we go. Absolutely. Question number two. It's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony week here in Cleveland. Here is your Rock Hall question. An artist so iconic she only needs one name. She also won an Academy Award for Best Actress for Moonstruck in 1987 and is an inductee this year. Who are we talking about?
You're talking about Cher.
It is Cher, of course. Question number three. Three labor and delivery nurses from Texas found a life-saving use for Sabrina Carpenter's song, Please, Please, Please.
Nailed it.
Thank you. By demonstrating its perfect rhythm for performing CPR. The R in CPR stands for what?
Oh, resuscitation.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah. You sound just like her.
Question number four. Taylor Swift took her boyfriend out for his 35th birthday to NOCA in Kansas City. It's a hot spot there. Celebrated his big day on Friday. Taylor Swift, by the way, also going to turn 35 before the end of the year. In which month? It's either November or December.
It's December.
It is December. Question number five. The Wild Robot crossed $100 million globally. And on Saturday, filmmaker Chris Sanders confirmed a sequel is in development at DreamWorks Animation. DreamWorks Animation has released two other feature films to theaters this year. I need you to name one of those.
Inside Out 2. Turning Red 2. Frozen 2.
That was Ted's guess.
I don't know.
Toy Story. You said this movie.
Onion in the Dark is one. Onion and the Dark. The other, Kung Fu Panda 4.
That was
a big one.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Ted 3, Jen 4.
Ted, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I seen the first three Kung Fu Pandas.
Did you?
They're so cute.
Yeah, they are good. Man. All right, Ted. We appreciate you, brother. Go Guardians. And we appreciate you playing around at Trump 2. But you know what you need to say, buddy.
I know what I need to say. My name is Ted from West Park. And as usual, I did not Trump 2.
Maybe next time, Ted. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Let's play a round of Trump 2. We have Dawn of Cleveland. Hey, Dawn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Oh, good morning, streaming child. But who's there with you?
Oh, no, that's me.
That's her. She just got excited. She said, I'm so excited.
I thought it was a child in the back seat.
You know, I love that. I go high pitch when I get excited too, Dawn. That is awesome.
I'm just like, y'all don't understand. I've been listening for a while. I've called in before. I've talked to you all. I've sent you messages on Facebook, but I've never gotten through on Trump 2. I'm so excited.
Well, this is a big day.
Love this. Well, welcome to a round of Trump 2. You clearly know how to start off the game by asking Jen to leave the room.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
Dawn, I'm leaving the room. Good luck.
I cannot believe I thought it was a child. Did you know that was her screaming?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. She said she was very excited.
Very excited.
Excited scream.
I'm glad. Well, that's so much fun. So we're going to ask you five questions. As you know, Jen is in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. Stevie stays in the studio with me. She's keeping track of the score. We're just going to ask you the questions. So here we go. Good luck to you. Jen's overall record, 1,651 victories and 432 losses. So a Pride and Prejudice TV series is in the works at Netflix, but it's still in the early days, so there is a possibility that the show gets axed before it reaches TV screens. Who is the author of Pride and Prejudice? It's either Emily Dickinson or Jane Austen.
Jane Austen.
All right, question number two. Disney has set release dates for two upcoming films, Lilo and Stitch. That's going to hit theaters on May 23rd of next year, and then Freakier Friday on August 8th of next year. In Lilo and Stitch, which Hawaiian concept slash word does Lilo teach Stitch that emphasizes family?
I don't know. Aloha.
All right, let's go with aloha. Question number three. The results are in, and we now know the most Google-searched candy here in the state of Ohio. Number one, it's M&M's. Which color of M&M joined the pack in 1997 as the first female spokes candy?
Oh, shoot. I think green. No, brown.
All right, we'll go with brown. Question number four. Three labor and delivery nurses from Texas found a life-saving use for Sabrina Carpenter's Please, Please, Please by demonstrating its perfect rhythm for performing CPR. In the year 2020, Sabrina Carpenter made her Broadway debut as Katie Heron in which musical based on a movie?
Legally Blonde.
All right, let's go with question number five. Terrifier 3. You want to go watch this, Stevie?
No.
Terrifier 3.
Especially that name.
Was number one at the movies this weekend. The movie is a gory, low-budget slasher film that brought in just over $18 million. In the classic horror film Psycho, what is the name of the motel where the infamous shower scene takes place?
Bates.
All right, look at that. Very confident with question number five. All right, let's keep track of the score. We're going to see how many of you answered correctly. Bring Jen back into the room. Continue the game in 4 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Let's continue with the round of Trump 2. We Dawn of Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how'd you do?
Dawn got two.
There you go.
Good job, Dawn. I want you to win so bad.
Correct. Today. Never know. We'll see
Jen
what happens.
Lost the two last week.
I was going to say. Sure did. Exactly. We'll see what happens. Same five questions. We asked Dawn just a few minutes ago. We begin with question number one. We begin with the Pride and Prejudice TV series is in the work at Netflix. Still in the early days of the show, so the project could get the axe before it even reaches TV screens. Who is the author of Pride and Prejudice? It's either Emily Dickinson or Jane Austen.
Jane Austen.
That would be correct. Let's get to question number two. Disney has set release dates for two upcoming films. You have Lilo and Stitch. It's going to hit theaters on May 23rd of next year and Freakier Friday on August 8th. In Lilo and Stitch, what is the Hawaiian concept slash word that Lilo teaches Stitch that emphasizes family?
That's Ohana.
It is Ohana. Question number three. The results are in, and we now know the most Google search candy here in the state of Ohio. Number one, M&M's. Which
Don't,
color?
Do not.
Never
say
call
it.
Them that again.
Never.
Oh, M&M's.
What, there we go.
Which color of M&M joined the pack in 1997 as the first female spokes candy?
Was it blue? Green?
I don't even want to tell you it was green. That was
Dawn said green and then changed it to brown.
As soon as we turned the microphones off, Stevie was like, I really wish you would have stayed with green.
Brown's the new one.
Yeah, yep. Question number four. Three labor and delivery nurses from Texas found a life-saving use for Sabrina Carpenter's Please, Please, Please by demonstrating its perfect rhythm for performing CPR. In the year 2020, Sabrina Carpenter made her Broadway debut as Katie Heron in which musical based on a movie?
Tim, I'm so glad you asked. It was High School Musical 3.
Mean Girls.
3 is a great one.
Oh, she was in Mean Girls?
Yeah, Mean Girls.
Katie Heron.
Was she really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Look at the things you learn here on the Jen and Tim Show. Thank you, Stevie.
It was only a short-lived because COVID cut the show.
Oh, yeah.
2020, absolutely. Question number five, Terrifier 3.
Comes down to this, by the way, Jen. We're at a tie here.
Ooh.
Terrifier 3.
Ooh.
Number one at the movies this weekend. The movie is a gory, low-budget slasher film that brought in over $18 million. In the classic horror film Psycho, what is the name of the motel where the infamous shower scene takes place?
The Amityville Hotel.
I really thought you were going to know this one. I was wondering about question
like
five.
I might know it when you say it.
You might.
Dawn knew it. What was it, Dawn?
The Bates Motel.
Yeah, I was wondering if you knew that. Okay.
Yes. I've never seen the movie, but I should have known.
And
Bates
the series
Motel
was fantastic. Yeah. If you like the series, if you care about that. So where are we at now? Where are we at?
Dawn has two. Jen has two.
Oh, that means we have a tiebreaker. And that is next. Don't miss it. 4 minutes away on Star 102. All right, Dawn, you have done well so far. You tied Jen at two. Are you both ready for a tiebreaker question?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Got to talk Guardians. They moved on to the next series against the New York Yankees. We're excited about that. My question to both of you is, how many total times have the Guardians and / Indians made it to the World Series?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Six.
All right. We'll go with six. That's Jen, what about you?
Four.
Total times they have made it to the World Series is six times.
No way!
Wow!
Dawn!
Great job, Dawn! You did it! You trumped me! That's amazing!
I was just like, I was counting like how many times they went in my lifetime.
Right, they went a few times in the 90s, they went in 2016, and they actually went a couple like years and years and years ago, but six times, I guess it's technically six American League pennants, they call it, which then you get into the World Series. So that means you're going to get that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. Congratulations. Tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody what you just did.
My name is Dawn. I'm calling from Cleveland, and I just trust Zoe. What am I saying?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.